Good morning and welcome to the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Poffel, and joining us this morning is Brenham Junior High School math instructor, Suzette Evans. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
All right, great to have you here, and a lot of stuff going on. Now, you recently attended the A&M Physics and Engineering Festival. Who was part of this?
We opened this activity to all students that were in an advanced class, either math or science. So we took about 46 students to the Physics Festival on that Saturday, and we had Mr. Bryant and Ms. Medrano and two parents that helped chaperone.
All right, and where is this festival held?
This festival is held in College Station. It's an amazing event that is free to the public and held once a year at the A&M campus.
And what is exactly a Physics and Engineering Festival?
The Physics and Engineering Festival is a time that kids can just explore and put their hands on everything. They have exhibits lining three buildings, the courtyard on the outside, and it is just nothing but wall-to-wall projects. It has A&M students manning those projects. But the kids will go up there, and the person that's facilitating that project will tell them about it, but then they want the kids to do it. So the kids are actually sitting in there and digging their hands into things. It's 100% hands-on. They blew up watermelons. They walked on water. They really got a true taste of what science could be.
All right. And how do the students benefit from this festival?
We are constantly pouring information to our kids' heads, and we ask them to sit there and to regurgitate that through tests. Experience is a natural form of learning, and that's what the Physics Festival is about. They were able to experience every type of physical science that you can imagine. They not only were able to experience it, but then when they left that, they were able to explain it to us, not only in their words, but also using terminology that they wouldn't have normally used before because of the experience. And I think the ability of kids, college kids talking to them helped because kids, I think, relate better to other kids.
All right. And what are the plans for next year?
Well, next year we hope to double the number of students that attended this year. You know, our kids were able to see what college can be like. And not all students that we took, just because they're in an advanced class, doesn't mean that they for sure think that they can or want to go to college. So for those kids that are on the fence and have the ability to do well in college, this helps them see things in a different light. So our hope is to double the number of kids, get them in there, and let them mentor the next set of kids that are going to come around the next time. We want to open this up to our students so that they can be outside of the box thinkers. Right now, our kids think that they have to work inside the box all the time. And when they experience this festival, it teaches them that thinking outside the box is okay. And that's what our future leader is going to be like. Our future leaders and our future scientists are going to be the ones that can think outside the box. And things are going to change very fast in their lives. And I think that they're going to be the ones that are going to be making the changes and the movers and shakers.
All right. And anything else you need to touch on?
I just want to say that we are very fortunate to have forward thinkers like our superintendent and our principal that allows events like this. We were the only school that was represented there as far as a public school. And that says a lot to where our mind is for our district.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning, and congratulations on an outstanding program.
Thank you very much.
All right, and our guest this morning has been Suzette Evans, a Brenham Junior High School mathematics instructor, speaking about the Physics and Engineering Festival. And we invite you to join us again next week on the BISD Roundtable here on KWHI.